let's yield our time to. I don't know which microphone you're on.
I'm on the right one.
You're on the right one. I'm a mess here.
That's all right.
I don't know what's what.
Put me.
No.
Rebecca's on the fourth mic that says mic two.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And she's like, put my mic on. I'm like, no, you would not get your mic turned on.
We had Ziggy on mic two on Saturday.
Who's so. Ziggy?
Ziggy's Alexa, Alexa Plus. We had it join us.
How did it go?
Every time you ever seen Looney Tunes when they had the frog that was like
a... Oh, it was great in front of a, with one-on-one, but it gets in front of a crowd, does nothing.
Exactly. So every time we were off air and I was talking to Ziggy, he would respond. During the show, ribbit.
You think there was some sort of feedback from the mic being on?
I don't know. I actually had to keep pushing it closer to me so maybe it could hear me. But no, it's listening all the time, but only when on the radio program it decided not to respond. Near the end, it finally did. And it did some rehearsals with it, too, whereas I closed the pod bay doors, please. And he said, oh, I can't do that, Dave. I'm like, Dave, I'm Eric. We had a whole voice print thing to cover this on Friday to make sure you'd call me Eric. Oh, I forgot. It's just crazy how artificial intelligence is.
So what was the reason for doing it as opposed to like your Karen and Bob thing or whatever?
Yeah, it was just to see if we could bring another AI component to it. It's literally an Echo Dot sitting here in the studio. And it's interesting to have it summarize things and have it talk about – it's a little limited. It's nowhere near a Grok or a Gemini or an OpenAI because it doesn't use any kind of real data. It can't even search Google. I'm not sure if
– Is that because it wasn't wired in or something?
No, it's online. It's just limitations as far as how it's decided to get its data.
Interesting.
So it was a little limited, but it'll be fun. We'll see. Something new, a little new element.
That's the kind of crazy stuff they do Saturday mornings from 9
crazy.
To 11 on Computer Talk with Tab.
I'll try anything.
They might unbutton one button on the golf shirt and just let it all hang out.
Let the hamburger hang out.
It's Tech Tuesday here on Brian and Company. Let's talk about a bunch of different stories here. So the latest science is that overuse of phones doesn't rewire our kids' brains?
Well, again, these are the experts, right? They had some sort of hearing in over there in the UK with the experts, and all they're saying is, we know anecdotally there's something wrong, right? We can kind of understand empirically there's something wrong with our kids. They're not learning as what they used to. They're not talking to each other. They don't even go outside anymore. And phones, the handhelds are what people are thinking are causing issues. But, of course, these experts who are testifying in front of the MPs there in Europe are saying – or UK are saying, well, we don't have any real evidence of it. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, who's going to do the study? I mean, there's so many studies that don't have evidence, but you don't really need a study to know your kids aren't going outside anymore.
Yeah. You're not,
they won't even talk to you. So
that's just because they hate me, but that's different.
I can relate. So basically, it's one of these things that we're dealing with as far as, oh, there's no studies.
Right.
So I guess we need some studies to figure this out. But
so you think there's no doubt that it has to have some sort of impact on the brain?
I think it has to. Have some, and I mean, test scores are dropping like crazy. I mean, these kids are there. I was reading a story recently about like college professors are limiting the amount of pages they're even assigning because they can't
this.
Even
read. There are some kids. There was a kid who got through Columbia University, an Ivy League school, without reading a book cover to cover, not one.
I think Yale has remedial math. How do you get into Yale and then still have remedial math?
Probably an athlete, to be honest.
I don't know.
But I think that I see with my own kids, my son actually has read a book this summer, which is stunning.
That's awesome.
But it's very difficult to
some
get
kids,
them to read.
Some kids are readers. I mean, we have three boys and two of them are voracious readers. And the
well,
third
but
one,
your kids are, they were through it before it got bad.
I agree.
So, I mean,
we were lucky.
You got a little bit of luck. And I think the reading thing is just about, I don't know, there's something about referencing and the world and understanding things in different contexts that it matters so much. I'm so grateful that I'm back reading again, to be honest.
Yeah.
So Amazon, this stunned me.
Did it?
It stunned me. 2.5 billion gallons
of water
for a year for their data center. That's to cool the wires? Like, what's it for?
It's just to cool the data center down at all. I mean, the chips and CPUs, they run hot, and they have fans, they have air cooling, water cooling, and these data centers, finally Amazon admitted this. Now, 2.5 billion gallons, it does sound like a lot, but you and I spend 3 trillion gallons just watering our lawns. So when Amazon puts it into context like that, it's like, well, I guess we're worse, right? And I only water my lawn on even days as if we have a drought. And I'm feeling a little better by doing that.
Right.
3 trillion is what we're using just to water
as a
lawns.
World or as a nation?
America. Americans. Americans.
Well, that's a whole country, though. I mean, this
is global data centers of Amazon, which is, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they probably have more GDP than many
countries.
So
this is why they want to do, Blue Origin wants to take it out to space, though, right?
It's chilly out there, yeah. So, I mean, if you can, Blue Origin or actually Elon want to get a lot of data centers out in space, and that does kind of make sense. They say they're 7 times more water efficient than the industry average. So you imagine they're spending 2.5 billion gallons.
What the other guys are doing.
Exactly. So, you know, this is an interesting thing that's going on. And there's a lot of bad press about data centers, and I'm not helping. Obviously, there's an issue here as far as demand versus actual value. We will see some sort of leveling out, I suspect. At some point, the bubble will burst at some point, in my opinion. But it's a lot of resources.
Well, let's rip through a couple things. Well, one more substantive, and then the other two will rip through. China, I mean, I guess you can assume that the people who don't like us are always trying to do something.
Yeah, the FBI sees 13 sites tied to China's covert effort to hire U.S. officials. Now, we've had stories even on this show where we talked about on this program with you, talking about how Americans are, there's a chunk of them are just willing to give up secrets, right? They're just happily,
pay
me and I'll give it up. I think it was like a 20 or 30, 25 or some odd percent were happy to do it. In this case, there's 13 sites that were tied to Chinese Secret Service or whatever you want to call it. They don't actually have a name for what they are, the spooks at China. And basically, they'll put up these sites and try to hire you as long as you're a past former U.S. personnel with security clearances. Now, if you've got clearance, you're not supposed to be giving it to the Chinese, or no matter where you are.
Correct.
Right?
I love the airplane reference.
I can't
That's
help
nice.
It.
That's good.
Do you like gladiators? No, just sorry.
Rebecca clearly has no idea what
no
that
idea. Is. Like gladiator movies? So basically, we're talking about the Chinese allowing this to happen, not us allowing it to happen, and our U.S. officials who were working for the government, who it's a revolving door anyways, are giving up the ghost to these guys. So thankfully, FBI sees these websites, and hopefully it stops it or slows it down.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. All your computer needs in East Hartford. He is the best of Hartford.
Number two, actually. Did you see it? The California votes came in late.
Oh, you got number two. Well, don't go to number one, okay?
Well, I was going to say, maybe we should ask
this. Because then all my ballot stuffing will go for naught. But 9 to 11 on Saturdays is Computer Talk with Tab, and we love our Tech Tuesday. Let's get through, like, a foldable mouse. I say, like, who cares? Like, who's asking for it? Who wants it? Because, like,
I knew you'd say that, and I agree with you. That's why I bring these stories. I have a figure of how you're going to respond to this. So everything's foldable, except for me. I can't bend over and touch
Nor
my
can
toes.
I.
Yeah, so in this case, this is a little teeny tiny mouse. Now, when I go to work, I went to Nashville, I brought my mouse. It's like about the size of a small baseball. It doesn't take up that much space, but somebody decided I need to make something as small as humanly possible that folds into 79 grams and actually will turn off when you don't need it. But there was one piece on it that I found interesting that I was like, oh, here it is. You can charge this thing in 1 minute and it'll last 22 hours.
Wow.
Now, imagine if a Tesla worked like that.
It would be nice. Yeah. Well, maybe there's some nanotechnology that they can transfer or something like
Logitech
that.
Logitech needs to talk to
But
to
I
Elon.
Am not, I'm not like hurting and jonesing for a foldable mouse. This one interests me though, because, you know, SpaceX, I've been following the stock very, very closely. Mm-hmm. I do work through Robinhood for some things, and this was like a Super Bowl for them, and they threw a couple interceptions.
They can't seem to ever get it right, right? Even when there was a big tanking that happened maybe a few months ago or even a half month ago, 6 months ago, there was an issue with Robinhood's ability to actually deliver the service. If you're going to be in the stock trading business, you need to be able to trade stocks.
Yep.
And you need to be able to do it when it happens, when
you need it most.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you can't do that, what are you doing? Do you not understand how the cloud works? Do you not have the elasticity of demand configured so that your cloud resources pop up? Do you not have enough bandwidth? Were you not thinking this was going to happen? I mean, my own son is saying, hey, should I buy Robinhood? Should I buy SpaceX, Dad? I'm like, no, don't buy individual stocks, son. But
that's
all
your advice to him, by the way. That's your advice.
Just buy the index and call it a day.
Okay. There's Eric Semmel. By the way, Eric Semmel is probably much better healed for retirement than this guy is. So I wouldn't be critical of any investment advice that he may or may not give to his child or children. But yeah, I mean, Robinhood needs to be able to get that done.
Yeah.
It's with the company that so many of our kids use to trade, because you can do fractional shares.
Exactly.
Eric, it's great to see you as always.
You too, Brian. Thank you.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computer. And again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 Saturdays here on WTIC, and Tech Tuesday, scheduled permitting when he's not in the south of France, at 8:20 on Tuesdays.